It is 9:35 and 51 degrees in South Grants Pass, and it's time for an eyewitness report. We have Dan and Mike here in studio today. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
Oh, awesome.
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's great to have you guys. Who are you two working for?
Yeah, we are representing Main Street Grants Pass. So I'm the new executive director for Main Street, and Michael is the vice president of our board. And basically, we're just all about driving traffic downtown and supporting our local businesses. And we've got a lot of really exciting events that are coming up, and we're excited to talk to you about.
I was going to say, with those responsibilities and this upcoming spring and summertime, the time's coming for a lot of events.
Yes, sir.
Start blessing our downtown area. Where do we want to start? I know there's a few coming up.
Yeah, I mean, the first one coming up is this Friday. We've got First Friday going, so really great opportunity for us to really support our local businesses downtown, especially giving us some special love to our folks that are down on G Street. Those businesses are still open, everybody.
Right.
So if you have an opportunity to get down there, some restaurants are taking advantage of the road closure down there. So we've got maybe a little bit of extra seating and
That's awesome.
Some extra staff to serve you down there. But First Friday's coming up. Main Street, shout out to TLC Creations last month, put together a really awesome leprechaun hunt.
Oh, that's right.
And so we've got just some fun activations that are going to be coming up through the spring and summertime. So be on the lookout for that. But First Friday coming up this Friday, and make sure that you get down there. And especially, yeah, shout out to G Street.
Yes, oh, I'm excited. That's always such a fun event that we get to participate in, and just getting to see the local shops open a little bit later, just in case sometimes folks miss them on the weekdays. They can take a little extra time and be there in the evening.
Exactly. Even. Yeah. And we've got coming up on May 2nd, too, we're doing a spotlight for 9 different boutiques have signed up to do a fashion show.
Oh, man.
So that's going to be taking place in the Caveman Plaza starting at 1:30 on May 2nd. So fun opportunity for folks to see something a little bit different, for some local boutiques to showcase, you know, their different styles. And we're going to have a bunch of spots for some local vendors as well. So if you are a local vendor and you want to get involved, mainstreetgrantspass.org to sign up for that under the downtown fashion experience. We would love to have you there.
I don't think we had something like that before.
Not to my knowledge. I've been here for a while. I haven't seen anything like that.
I can't think of
one
either.
At least in the public square, you know.
Right, right. Well, they need a new opportunity then for these vendors and local businesses.
And I think that's kind of what Main Street's all about. You know, we're trying to bring some new energy, and we're also, you know, bringing back some old classics as well, maybe with some new flair. So maybe, Michael, you want to talk about something else coming up this summer?
Yeah, we are working on the cruise. So we're bringing the cruise back in July.
Yes.
So July 23rd to the 26th. The cruise being on Saturday the 25th. But yeah, we're looking forward to that. Got some celebrity guests. If you watch Discovery Channel or any of those, Richard Rawlings and Dennis Collins will be here to celebrate with us from Fast and Loud and Gas Monkey Garage.
Nice.
So we're pretty excited from that. We had a great response from a number of Bay Area clubs and Portland clubs that are going to be attending. So we're looking to have a packed show.
That'll be awesome. And a welcome return.
Oh, yes.
Community.
Absolutely. Yeah, way overdue.
It's
yeah,
the perfect downtown for just cruising in those rigs like my lands. Mm-hmm. What a cool opportunity.
Yeah, and this will be a full car culture event. So we are inviting Euros, Luxuries, Exotics, Tuner Cars, Bring What You Built type scenario. So it'll be something for everybody there and everybody to look at. So
every type of car, it sounds like, you could think of.
Yes, exactly. So we're pretty excited for it.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it already. And what was the date on that one again?
July 23rd to the 26th. Website is cruisetherogue.com.
All righty. Any other shindigs coming down the pipeline here? I know we're already getting into June and July, so that is a little ways out. But
yeah, I mean, we can, you know, obviously Boatnik's right around the corner, you know, support Boatnik. And then there's the BMX races are coming. So we've been assigned the regional championships for the Pacific Northwest. Not Main Street, but our BMX track has. So it'll bring a lot of overnight stays into town. Cycle Oregon is coming. It'll be at the Riverside Park. So some cool stuff happening. We got a full summer planned.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to it already. And it'll be nice to, once these allergies go away.
They are in full bloom.
We'll get to enjoy it. It's good we're getting some rain here at least. But it's excellent, gentlemen. Anything else we want to highlight before we get going here?
I mean, definitely want to just shout out one last time, the road closure downtown. There is ample opportunity for us to still support local business. And the G Street closure is going through April 10th, but those businesses are still open and greatly need our support. And construction will also move over to H Street coming up soon. And so we want to just make sure that we're supporting them in the same way. So don't be deterred by the signs and stuff like that. If anything, you have an opportunity to explore the street in a new way. So
get down there and
support local for sure.
Definitely. And getting to see the progress
Absolutely.
That they're making.
It's beautiful.
They still have those pathways opened for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
And at the end game, you know, the Owl Plaza project is going to be really excellent.
Oh, yeah. So
we're really excited to utilize that as much as we can. So look out for more Main Street events in the Owl Plaza.
Good stuff coming up down the road. Gentlemen, thank you very, very much.
Again. Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
Letting us know. All right. And that'll do it for this Eyewitness Report right here on KJO.